You're listening to Morning Edition on WBHM. The University of Alabama at Birmingham has a new interim president. Earlier this week, University of Alabama System Chancellor Robert Witt announced that longtime UAB Administrator Richard Marques would take over for outgoing President Carol Garrison. Joining us to talk about this and other regional headlines is Birmingham News columnist John Archibald. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Tanya.
So, John, what do we know about Richard Marques?
Well, we know he has extensive research and academic background. He's well thought of here in the community. He's a safe bet.
Okay. Well, what do we know about the departure of Carol Garrison? You're smiling.
Well, what we know and what we hear and what we believe are not always the same thing. What I really believe is, and what I hear is that she did not make this decision on her own, and was pretty much directed to leave.
Tell me a little bit more about that, because obviously, you know, she was president of the university for a decade. There was record enrollment, many new facilities built. But as you're alluding to, the departure announcement was really pretty vague. She's not leaving for another job. She's not leaving even to, quote, spend more time with family, according to the press release.
Right. It has become clear that, you know, let's face it, 10 years is a long time in that position, first of all. And very few presidents make it longer than that. And while there are some who believe, UAB is much more campus-like, much more university-like than it used to be, but some question whether the research aspects of it have developed as much as they should, and whether it has sort of the cachet that it had in research circles when she got here. And there's that pesky little thing about the football stadium that has people talking also.
Right. Well, your colleague, sports writer Kevin Skarbinski, wrote an article shortly after the announcement where he posed some interesting theories, including that her departure might have something to do with UAB's fight for an on-campus football stadium. What's the connection?
Well, I mean, that scenario would have the Board of Trustees upset because they believe that facts and figures, numbers, commitments espoused by UAB in their quest for to get a small stadium here haven't always been, in their eyes, factual. Commitments weren't always there when came in. And I think that some of those guys, if you believe this line of thinking, think that she did not do enough to quench that effort before it got to them. And if you'll recall, dozens or scores of students showed up at trustees meetings to push for that, and there was some apparent embarrassment there.
So the theory is that Carol Garrison didn't do enough to control the people here at UAB and keep the pro stadium rally from happening.
Right. So it goes. Of course, there's a belief there that Carol Garrison stood more on the part of the city of Birmingham, Birmingham Business Alliance, than it did, say, the university and the university system. So I think some people believe this is a message that you don't work for the BBA, you work for the trustees.
Well, speaking of the BBA, UAB's economic impact exceeds, we're seeing, $4.5 billion annually. Obviously, it's a big player, the big player locally. What does the university need in its next president?
Well, I mean, I think that the UAB does need to realize that its wheelhouse is research, and that is what built this university. And moving forward academically in that area and research is really an important part. Of course, it's going to be difficult in a situation in which certainly the departure of the last president, if this is the way it is, seems to indicate that you need a president that knows its place.
Okay. Well, just a few blocks down from UAB's president's office, we got another drama playing out with Cooper Green Mercy Hospital, the county-owned charity hospital. County wants to close the inpatient facility to save money. On any given day, only about 40 of the 120, 130 or so beds are filled. Residents and community activists, though, boy, they are coming out in force against that idea. What's the status of that closure?
Well, right now it has kind of been delayed sort of indefinitely as commissioners were overwhelmed last week by protests, and several of them just had no idea what they were getting themselves into, I think. And they Some have realized that they got ahead of themselves a little bit because they didn't know what they were going to do with these patients. They're not sure what can happen with ER services. And so the more reasonable members of that commission right now are saying, let's step back.
We'll talk about stepping back. On Monday, the Jefferson County Commission voted 2-1-1 to reject leases on the Bessemer Courthouse, setting up a potential closure of that facility. Commissioner Sandra Little Brown taking some heat for abstaining from the vote. Why did she abstain?
Well, I think that she believes that by going forward and closing and rejecting these leases, the insurer AMBAC who has to negotiate with the county, will come back and negotiate a better deal. But she also knew that voting to close would be very unpopular. So it was a political decision to not stick her face in that fight.
Okay. So obviously with the county in bankruptcy, they've got to make some tough decisions. Just give me your one letter grade for how well you think they're doing, in making these decisions.
I'm going to give them a C- because of the way they communicated it. But you got to remember, you got to grade them on a curve. The bar is low, so they're...
Okay, great. John Archibald's column appears in the Birmingham News each Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. And you can hear him here on Morning Edition on WBHM each Thursday.